Okay, good morning. We're doing Kibwe on Hilchos Yom Tov, Tav Kuf Yod Dalet. So we're starting with Gimel today, Si'if Gimel. Okay, just to pick off from where we left yesterday. So we said, you're not allowed to do, we're not allowed to do Kibwe. But just to point out, Mishnah Berurah and others point out that if you have a wick that's in the oil and it's not lighting well, you are allowed to lift up the wick a little bit so that it lights better. Even if by doing that, it might actually dim the flame while you're playing with it. Because the purpose is Havara. It's not called Kibwe. And if you have no choice, you can even tilt away. If that's the situation, whatever it is, there's no way just to pull it out. You have to first tilt away the oil a little bit and then let it go back the way it was afterwards while you're playing with the wick. Everything is okay because that's all called Sorech Havara. The Rama points out that we said that you're allowed to allow it, you're allowed to add a wick so that it burns faster if you want it to go out sooner that night. Although there are Mishnah Berurah and some others recommend not to be so mako if your purpose is purely for kibwe. And one other interesting case is sometimes you have a candle, and if you put it in your candelabra, it might fall over. So what do? You wax the bottom, you melt the bottom so that it sticks to it. Or you do it on the table so it sticks to it. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, I'm assuming it's the same thing inside a candelabra, but we can leave that up for interpretation. But if you're going to be smoothing it out by melting it and putting it on the table, for sure he says that's it's an iser, it's a gzeira of memareach, of memachik, because you're smoothing it out at the bottom. Probably the same for a candelabra, but it's tzarachim. Because that's like in a little bit of a bowl type of thing, a little cup. So I'm not saying for sure. Okay. Let's read Gimel, and then we'll just recap a couple points from Aleph through Gimel together. So let's do Gimel. Ner shel shava, you have a wax candle. Shirotze lehaliko b'yom tov, and now you want to light it on Yom Tov. V'chasa lav shelo yisaref kulo, but you don't want the entire candle to go down. You want to use it for tomorrow night, especially in those days. They had limited fuel, and it cost them money, and they cared about the wax. So yachol itein sevivo kodim shadli keno davar hamoneya milasarif beinyan sheichabe kesheyagiasham. So what you can do is you can place around your candle, let's say something wet. So when the candle is high up, let's say it's a brand new candle and it's way above, let's say a wet towel. So then it's not going to reach the water. It's not going to go out, and that's what you want. You want fire for, let's say, an hour, 2 hours, whatever the deal is. But then when it starts to get lower, after a couple hours, you want the flame to go out. So you set up, so as the flame gets lower and lower, as the wax melts, then the wick will hit the water, or it could be soft sand, or whatever the situation is, and then it goes out. So according to the Mechaber, he writes that Gram Kibwe is Asa, if you do it with an active flame, with the active fuel, with this fuel that's in place. He holds that's Asa. We're going to see many Poskei Ashkenaz and the Rama are Mekel. They say you can even add after it's lit. After it's, because it's, if it's in a bowl of oil and you want to take away the oil away from the bowl, it's asr, because the assumption is that first of all it's all a liquid and it's all considered one item and you're taking it away from the actual source, and it's also we assume when you take it away the flame is going to go down a little bit as you take away the oil. Again, mitzvahs, I don't know, but depends how big the bowl is. Okay, but that's the assumption. And so therefore, even Ashkenazim would say that's for sure asr. But let's say you have, we're going to get to the case of, let's say, wax, and it's a solid. Can you remove the bottom half of your wax candle? Can you cut off the bottom half of the wax? So midin kibwe, it's not a problem. Ramaz Mar Mekel for Gram Kibui, because that's really, it's not one item, it's not gonna, the wax that's further away, it's not gonna affect the flame. And similarly, you're allowed to put, even after it's lit, you can add a wet candle or sand or whatever it is around the candle as it goes down to go down. So,
before it's lit.
That's right. Right. That's why he writes, Kodim Shedli Candle. Just point out right now, the Shulchan Aruch does say it's mutter even after it's lit in Hilchos Shabbos, because there they point out it's on a stira. Again, some want to say it is a stira, but the Pir Megadim and some point out it's on a stira, because there it's talking about a towel. One half of the towel is burning, catches on fire, and you don't want that towel to burn. It's not considered like fuel. It's not considered like something you had in mind for it to burn. So you're allowed to pour water as long as there's no kibus. So let's say a liquid that's not water. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens, that opinion. You make it wet without water on the second half of the towel. So as it continues to burn, at least you'll save half the towel. So it won't burn all the way through and it'll go out. And that's after it's already on fire. But here, the kavana is the fuel and the wick and everything is meant to be burning. So that's how they explain how it's not a stira in the mechaber. Okay, aga. So this is what we just read. Even when it's lit, you can cut half the candle in half. Like what you could do is you can, let's say, melt it in half. Take it. Candle and so you separate it. But when that's the minhag, he says, about ayidei sakin asur. Inside the wax, you could. But the problem is, you're going to be creating a whole new wick. By cutting it in half, you create a new wick, and that's a din derabanan. Okay.
So, the cornfold paskin for me, Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
That there's a contraction that goes onto a gas line that I could use, that specifically for Yontif, that you set an amount of time, let's say an hour, and that's how long the gas will give, only an hour's worth of gas, and you have to set it to that hour or whatever setting you do before you light the gas range. That was the psak for me in Ashkenazi. So he was choshish for the mechaber. You cannot do it. You can't set it after the gas is lit. It has to be set before you light the gas.
Okay. We're going to get to gas stoves and grills in a moment. I just want to finish this.
But the thinking was this point.
Exactly.
You're
very
setting
good.
Up the amount of fuel
before you light it, you already set up the timer. Similar to electricity, but it's...
the amount of fuel that's there, yes.
Similar to electricity, but... Right. The fuel coming in for the gas pipeline, do we consider it as if it's there or as if it's coming in later? So that's a machlokas. We're going to mention that in a moment. But very good. So, and he says, and you're allowed to put a candle in a place where it might blow out, as long as right now when you put it there, it's not going to blow out. But if it's already windy, for sure that's usr, but it's basically a psik resha. When you bring it out there, it's gonna blow out. So that's when it's usr. But again, the Mishnah Berurah says many poskim say it's usr because it's, or you can do it, it's so easy to be a psik resha. When the wind is not there, it's, anyway, that's a machlok. He recommends it to machmer. But, or he points out some are machmer, let's put it like that. Alright. Cooking. What about a stovetop? A gas stovetop. So, now, just to recap one thing, in Seif Aleph, just to clarify, everybody holds that Ochel Nefesh is Mutter on Yom Tov. What about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? So it depends. If it's the Shulchan Aruch writes, anything that's considered in general, it's a little bit of a steer and a whole discussion, Mishonim, Machronim, but basically, in general, you see from Aleph, he holds that Machshirei Ochel Nefesh is also Aser. Even if it's going to enhance the food, it's still Aser. That's why. So the case of Kedera, you want to say, so either the Kedera could be empty, but Pashas, the Kedera has food in it. He says, if the food's going to burn, or you're going to smoke up your house, it's not a reason to do kiboy. That's called Makshiri Ochel Nefesh. It's already cooked. So he calls that Makshiri Ochel Nefesh, because you're just taking it off the fire. So he says, you want to save your food? Take it off the fire. You're not allowed to lower the fire from removing the fuel that's underneath it. The Rama says, if you're doing it because now you're able to eat in your house, now you're able to, because it's going to burn or smoke down, or smoke up, or your food's going to get overcooked, so and you have no other flame to move it to, so then the Rama says, that's called Makshiri Ochel Nefesh, and that's mutter when you have no choice. But it's for the food. But if it's just to save yourself money, then even the Rama agrees that Makshir Yochel Nefesh is awesome. Now, I just mentioned that all together, because now what happens when you have a flame, a gas flame, that's what many of us have, a gas flame on Yom Tov. Can you turn it down? Can you turn it off? You're done cooking. Can you turn off the flame? So Gershon just pointed out, you can do it with a timer, and ideally set your timer before you even turn it on. And then you're 100% cover your bases. Happens to be a machloket achronim.
Mechanical timer, not electronic.
Well, if you set an Erev Shabbat Yom Tov, yeah. Okay, you can even set a mechanical on Yom Tov. Very good. Now, what happens? Can you turn it off completely? So there is a yechideh poskim usay. I don't know, 1, 2, 3. I don't know. Very minor. They say you can turn off your gas stove or grill barbecue on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, not Shabbos, on Yom Tov, because what you're doing, I don't know, maybe Shabbos too, I don't know, but
the flame's not on. If the flame's not on,
no, I tell you why. I don't know. Okay, so you're saying for sure not. I'll take that, but I'm confused. For sure for Yom Tov, they say you're allowed to, because all you're doing is hasarat. You're just preventing the flow of gas from coming in. The flame is not there. It's not attached. It's coming through the pipes. And it's not there right now. So it is a minor opinion. Kimat, all the poskim say it's aser, because it's basically all at the same time. It's coming in, it's right there, and you see, as you turn it off, the flame goes out immediately. Then exactly how everyone thinks about it might be a little different. But the bottom line, kimat all the poskim say it's aser. I'll just give you a quick example. Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, Moshav Zalman, Yobi Omer, Tzvi Pesach Frank, from Avol Yashiv, it seems obvious. From all these poskim, you see it's aser. To turn it off completely. However, I will point out, if you look at Rav Moshe, if you look at his tshuvas, it sounds like he holds Mi'ikar, he has a few tshuvas. And even one of them, he writes, I have a chiddush, but I don't want to write it. And it's and he says, if it's aser to turn it off, then it would be aser to turn it down if there's no food on it. Anyway, many people are quoted in his name that he would tell his wife or his daughter to turn it off, lagamre. There's even rumors that he would tell his wife to turn it off, I heard from my brother-in-law, for the whole building, for his neighbors. So I don't know how far these rumors go, but it's pretty known that in private, I don't know the word private, but in individuals, it seems that he said it was mutter, but in his sefer, he didn't want to publicize it. Either they didn't want to go against the minag, or his chaverim, or they were afraid that people might come to turn off, to lower even a fire or electricity. They didn't want it to get out of hand. So, but anyways, so that's, now, why is that important? Even if, so, number one, follow your up. Now, so what happens if you want to lower the flame? You have food on the gas, and it's going to burn your food. You just want it to simmer on a low flame, or just to keep it warm. Can you lower the flame? So actually, if you read the Mishnah Berurah, it could be Mashma from the Rama, and Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Vav, which is really just quoting the Magen Avraham, seems to be that if you have two burners, and your food's on a high burner and it's bad for your food, it's better, or you have to turn on, start a new fire, Esh Me'esh, on another burner with a low flame, and take it and remove it. So now instead of having one flame, one high, you have two flames, one high and one low, and you're moving it across. That is what Shmuel Shabbos Kilchasa says to do, and B'Shem of Shlomo Zalman. But I know many poskim say otherwise. If the food is on the flame, you are allowed lechatchila to turn it down. Among them, Ramosha says clearly, he argues on the Raman, the Magen Avraham, and the Mishnah Berurah. He says that. He says, for sure you're allowed to turn it down, because that's kibui for ochel nefesh. It's better than starting a whole new flame. So he says, for sure you could turn it down. So too, Chazon Avadya says you can turn it down. Piskei Tshuva is also called Al Yashiv, says, lechatchila, you can turn down the flame. Not off, but turn it down. And one of the reasons why some of the poskim are more makil to turn it down is because they also bring in, it could be that really the skula that you're allowed to turn off the gas altogether might be mutter. So that's one of the snifim that's popular. Okay. Dalet. Now, you have a candle or a lamp, oil, and it was already extinguished, and you want to light it on Yom Tov itself. You want to take a few pashtas with a scissor. We're going to see. Cutting a wick in half, or shortening a wick to make it nicer to use, that's asur of tikkun mana. But here, you're just cutting off the end, the black parched end, and you're not creating any kind of a wick. And you're just removing the black part at the top. So that is mutter. And haga. V'shir Hashem machar Shabbos. The leftovers from one day, you can use it for the next day. That's the Ramah. And probably is in Mikar Adin, but the verse says Tov Lahachmir, a new oil and candles, because there's an opinion that calls that Hachana, because there's an opinion that says when it burns out and now you have a new prepared for you, whatever you can use on some level, that's it's different now than it was before. So there's an inyan or a level of Hachana. Okay. Hey. Nersha batala tzarich lo. You have a nair that's outside for no purpose. So if you want to light a flame and there's absolutely no, and if there's no purpose to the flame itself that you're lighting, that's hadlaka, that's aser, because you're not getting benefit. You don't need it for a light in the room. It's not for in the room. It's not to cook. So that would be an Isser, or possibly Darabanan, possibly an Isser Daraisa, Chayav Malkus. That's if you're lighting fire on Yom Tov for no purpose. Now, anyway, and a Nershal Batala is also considered Isser. This is like, you want to just show off that you take a vat of oil, or a bunch of candles. It's not helping you in honoring your if you set it up and it makes your room pretty, or as you light in the room, that's mutter. Light up the Beit Knesset, all these things are mutter. Because it has a purpose. It's giving kava to the day in your house or in the shul. But if there's no purpose, it's just to show off how wealthy you are, that's what's asr. Okay. Aval, Beit Knesset, lo chashiv shel batala. But if it's in the Beit Knesset, it's never called batala, that's called kava. Mutter lahadliko afilu biyom tov sheni achar mincha. Even towards the end of the second day, you're allowed to light it, because there's still kavod. Even though it's right before Yom Tov is over, it's not called hachana for the next day, because you're doing it, for, you're lighting it for now, so that the shul looks nice. For that moment, 5 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, it's still, you're doing it for the purpose of kibud Beit Knesset. And to prepare them, at the end of the day, after Mincha, in Motzei Laigbo B'Yom Tov, V'Yimlav Aser, if you're doing it for Motzei Yom Tov, it's Aser, but if you're doing it for the next 5 minutes an hour, then it's Mutter. Okay, Vav. A note mean there, Agabe Ilan, Me'erev Yom Tov, the Hashem, Holy Shamish Be'ilan. So certainly to put on a candelabra, to hang it on a tree on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do. Because it's called Mishdamish, you're using a tree, which is Asar on Shabbos and Asar on Yom Tov. Even to hang it there, Erev Yom Tov, it's a Gzera Derabanan, Asar Chachamim, because it might come to using a tree. Zayin. Ein Pochim, Erev Pocheres. Hainu, the older Rach, Kamo Beitzim Shal Yotze, Lama'echoto, Biyad La'atot Lo Beit Kibo. You can't take any substance and mold it, soft clay, I don't know, eggshells, any kind of material that's soft. You can't mold it and turn it into a container where you have a little bit of it'll hold some oil in there, turn it into a makeshift lamp. Because you are making a kli. Again, whether it may be an, it's, could be deraisa, could be derabanan. Probably just derabanan, you do it. And, okay. Depending on how you're doing it. But anyway, so there, either way, that's aser. Chet. Ein chotchin apetil lishrayim. You're not allowed to take a wick, a string, and cut it into two. This is with a kli. Certainly with a kli. Elin kein lai deyotin shnei rashev pi shnei neyot umadlika be'emtza. But you could, if you're getting a benefit out of it, you're allowed to allow the fire to cut it in half, because it's not obvious, it doesn't look like you're making a kli. And you're taking a scissor, and you're making a proper two wicks out of it, that's called, it looks like you're making a kli, and that's what Asr Darabanan. But if it just gets cut in half by using it with fire, it's not obvious. And even, like you mentioned, you have a long wick, that's also a problem to cut it short. Unless you're just removing some black. Okay. Tat, right? Make it useful. Tat. Ein godlin et tov lo mahavavinuta. You can't make the wick. You can't twist it or spin it. And you can't heat it up a little bit. Mahavav means you're heating it up a little bit to burn away some little fragments or little loose pieces of string, which is all to make it better. It's all part of Tikkun Man. But if it's just a little bit loose, you can just press it gently with your fingers, or whatever, squeeze it with your fingers. You're just using your fingers, you're not really doing much. It's not called Tikkun Man with your fingers, just to press it together. Umutra lishrot b'shemen, and then you let it drip in shemen, because it's there. It gets stuck together better, and it brings the oil inside. That's all okay. She'ein bo ner daluk. So doing anything like this when it's not lit is okay. In the end, Mishnah Berurah points out we don't play with it. Lemaisa, we're going to see in a moment also with Yud. In general, while it's lit, we don't play with the fire. Again, unless you need it a little bit with your fingers or something, just not cutting it, but just a little bit in order to make it work better. But we're not cutting it, we're not playing with it while it's lit. That's more lemaisa. But Yud, muter lahasir apecham shebarosh anir keshehu daluk. But the Shulchan Aruch says, mi'ikar din, you are allowed to remove the black part that's like pecham, charcoal, the end of it, even while it's lit, because it's part of the mouth. But don't use a scissor. Okay, let's just go to Yud Aleph. Hamadlik ner sheyom tov, we all know this. Whenever you come to light on Yom Tov, before or after Shkia, tzarech levarech asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov. Right, everyone has the halacha. Kimat everyone that you do, that's the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Ashkenazim and Sephardim in general, we light with the bracha. There is one day that says we don't on Yom Tov, but Lamai said that is the clear halacha that we do. We say a bracha, and if it's Shabbos, you add Shabbos, and Yom Tov Sheni, you also say a bracha the same as always.